What does RX stand for in the medical field?
Okay, I found this on the web for what does RX stand for in the medical field. Check it out.
God damn it, she didn't have an answer. I hate when they don't have an answer. But it's like you always want them to like say it back, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just tell me. Yeah, I know you know. Siri, you know me. You're my gal. You're my honey bun. I don't know. I'm just trying to keep going while you're searching.
Yeah, it just says right here, medical prescription. It's just the symbol for medical prescription.
That's weird. Maybe it's because of what? Oh, Red Cross.
Oh, maybe.
Red Cross. That has to be it. Right?
Yeah.
That's got to be it.
Yeah, I would think so. And then right here,
because aren't they? Isn't that just like the national symbol for like, you know, medical help?
Yeah.
Like that shit is nationwide. Like you see the red, you're like, oh, dude, I need Band-Aids. Let's go there. You know what I mean? That's like, that's probably what that dude. I think we cracked the code. I cracked the code. I did it, dude. Whatever. I'm a G.
Yeah, here's the little fucking list I got. If a patient comes in, and this is like the first like 8 steps.
That's cool.
To get them started before we
do even, you go over that like in the day so you don't forget.
No, I mean, at this point, like, it's just
routine. You already know, yeah. It's muscle routine. Memory.
There's some things where you kind of get, like, stumped. Like, I don't know. Like, because, like, if there's, I don't know. For me, it shouldn't, but for whatever reason, sometimes patients irritate me. Because of their indecisiveness.
And
because a big part of deciding what we're going to do.
Probably just, like, their personality, too, right?
That's a big part of it. But also, like, their indecisiveness. So, say if they're a walk-in. And they're not referred by a doctor or they didn't have a consult. So consults are awesome, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, like you're basically coming in, right? And we're getting so much done faster, right? So like you come in, we explain to you the procedure. We figure out what we're going to do. And then we send you up to the front where they go over costs and estimates. And then we come to agreement. Or you two go front and you. And then so like the next time, and they get you scheduled. So the next time you come, basically, we don't have to send up a blue or anything. The mm-hmm. doctor doesn't have to come in here beforehand. Literally, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So basically, I just got to have you sign a consent form, fucking go over aftercare instructions and send over your prescription, check your blood pressure, and we're good.
Yeah.
Whereas if not, then I got to fucking do all that I just said. But then fucking have the doctor come in here, talk to you, then send up the blue, then wait for them to come back to fucking go over estimates. Yeah,
it's just too much. That's a lot of
it's
shit.
It's just an extra like 15, 20 minutes of shit that could be avoided if you just came like a different day and got a consult.
Yeah.
And then like, so if a patient comes in as a walk-in and like, so say we always ask, it's just what my teacher would call due diligence. It's just your duty as a fucking worker.
You gotta know what the fuck's going on.
Well, it's your duty to also ask, right? So, yeah. Like, if you do implants and you're extracting a tooth that could have an implant, and
you gotta know if they're walking.
Well, no, you gotta ask them, like, hey, are you planning on replacing this with an implant in the future? Or are we just extracting today? And that's a big question too.
Oh, because for the walk-ins?
Yeah, because well, with anybody who comes in for an extraction, okay. But especially with walk-ins, because
is there a lot of people that just get that shit ripped out?
No,
there's
that's
always
the thing that fucks it up is because I mean, there is a good amount of people that
it would be easier if it was right.
Well, because if they want to go the implant route, right? For the most part, what we do, right, is whenever we pull a tooth, we like to do bone grafting, which is basically where
the x-ray.
Well, no, we get bone, right? Okay. Like bone from a cadaver,
yeah,
so dead people, so yeah, it's bone that came from a cadaver,
dead bone,
yeah, that comes from a bank,
yeah,
and fucking basically it's radiated, sterilized, and treated.
Yeah, there's
no DNA connection to where like it science came from, class, but it's bone.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we draw some blood from the patient, and then we take that blood and we fucking run it through it's called plasma something, right? We run it through and it spins in this little thing, like something you would see in like a science like thing, like forensics. It fucking spins, right?
Yeah, some Jurassic Park crazy shit.
Yeah, and then after like 5 minutes, you pull it out and then you fucking put it in a syringe, and then you fucking put it in like the bone, right? So their blood and the plasma go in the bone. In this like little like circular thing, and so you just kind of like squeeze it in, and then you mix it, and then you get this stuff called what's it called? I don't know why I can't remember right now. But it's a chemical. It's like a this drug.
What does it do?
It congeals everything.
What does that mean?
Meaning it.
it makes. I'm it, sorry, dude. I'm just a Neanderthal.
It makes it. It makes it. I think
of it right now. What does it mean? What does it do?
It congeals it, so it makes it kind of like more congeals. Of like a Jello.
Dude, Jamie, pull it up.
What?
Oh, it makes it like a Jello.
Yeah, like a lot thicker. Yeah.
Okay.
So whatever was watery is kind of like a mucus kind of like texture.
I'm hearing you.
So okay. After we extract a tooth, we take that bone, that blood, and that congealed.
Oh, you thick that up.
And then no, we put it in the socket
yeah.
of where we took the tooth out.
And yeah, because you don't
it,
want.
And then we sew it together.
Oh, okay. The reason, so it's like a. Oh, yeah. No.
And the reason being is because it builds up bone. So as you heal, because think about it, you got to have.
And so is that like bone, like cartilage or something?
No, it's bone.
Like the,
but your body heals with that bone and that in your blood.
But it's like down to a chemical level, huh?
Yeah, so you're basically building bone. Whereas if you just extracted the tooth, sometimes your bone will collapse in and you'll have some bone more, you know. But I mean, for the most part, you still need more bone. Because think about it, to hold an implant, you need bone.
Yeah,
it's like if you put in a nail or a screwdriver, you need wood, right?
Yeah.
Like you need
yeah.
you need enough wood to hold the screw or the nail,
damn,
right?
Yeah.
So that's where it comes from. It's like you need enough bone to hold it. So that's why we mainly do that.
And yo, so that's fucking lit.
So dude. Think about it. If a patient comes in and that's the thing, is like, well, are you
so what? It's almost like a type of caulking. You like you're putting caulking in there. Kind of sealing it up.
Because it's like, are you interested in an implant or you just want the extraction?
Yeah. So for
one, it takes time to run up the estimates and have the doctor come in here and talk to them
yeah.
just to figure it out.
So,
and then if they want to do the extraction and the grafting,
yeah.
Now I got to get all the grafting shit.
All right. So if they show up for an extraction, do you do the implant that day?
Very rarely. Oh, wait. If they want the implant, like that's part of their thing. That
yeah.
they want.
You do it that day. You pull the tooth and put the tooth in that day?
It's rare, but it happens. Yeah. It's mainly
so what's the difference of, because you're saying when they just want the extraction, right, you put that gooey shit in there, mm-hmm. and you seal them up, then they can come back and get it. They're just building their little
bone density. Well, we let them heal whenever we do the graft as well.
So there has to be a healing period?
Yeah, no.
That's what I'm thinking about. Because, like, so when you open it up and you put the gooey shit, and does that, like, do you put the tooth?
No. Well, no, if we were to, right?
To do an extraction and an implant
if we
the same day.
Yeah. For the most part, if we're doing an extraction graft, like, yeah. right, they have to wait 3.5 months to heal. So let that bone, you know, heal and become a part of their jaw. And then we place the implant. It's very rare that we place the implant after the extraction.
Yeah.
And for the most part, that's with the front teeth. And that's because because with the back teeth, they're bigger holes.
Yeah, there's not as much
so
depth.
There's bigger sockets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So usually with the front teeth,
yeah, it's more common. Root, right?
But even then, if that's the case, we always tell the patient, it's an extraction graft. That's what we're planning for, right?
Yeah.
With a possible immediate implant. So we give them, so like the person who runs up the estimates for prices, they'll come back and they'll tell them the price difference between extraction graft and then an implant down the road and the difference between an extraction and immediate implant. So that way, because they need to be okay with both rides, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, extracting immediate implants can be cheaper because you skip the grafting altogether. But the thing is, we don't know until we pull the tooth out if you have
again,
enough bone.
With that, I'm curious, like, with the gooey shit, I'm curious about how you put the tooth in. Like, do you still use the gooey shit with the tooth? How do you seal the tooth up in there? How does that work?
Oh, the tooth? Like the implant?
Yeah. Part? How does that work? How's the implant
if
part
If you
work?
Come in...
Because all I've heard about is how you put the bone in for the extraction, mm-hmm. and they have the healing period.
Yeah, and then by that time, they should have, like, that healing part process, their like that bone, will integrate with their bone. So it'll just be all solid bone.
Even same day?
If it's same day,
I'm talking immediate.
If it's immediate, then
yeah, what's up with
then
the same day ones?
It's very rare that we'll do a graft and implant.
Well, yeah.
The only thing is, it's like usually.
But
we'll
you
put,
said it's mainly.
But usually,
fronts for those.
Yeah, usually we'll put like a bigger implant, so then it kind of lodges in, and then so it'll be good.
And you do you put the goo
and
too?
And then sometimes rare. That's even rare. But
oh, okay.
That's only if like we're like, all right, this looks solid, but we're gonna place a little bit of bone, so then we're like, for sure, it's gonna be solid.
Okay. Oh, if you need to, right?
Yeah. So sometimes,
but if you can just fucking
then yeah,
put that tooth in
and
there.
The doctor, usually knows it, like, especially doctors I work with. One, the
That's probably even like you probably don't even.
Well, they make that decision.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the walk-ins versus consults are so much different, because if you have a consult and we go into this thing, like, all right, like here, like we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So much different. Yeah.
That's pretty lit, dude. I got to name the episode Dental Stuff or something like that.
So that's just kind of like my thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a, that's what I'm saying. Like, what I do is not like so much like crazy hard work. It's just stressful.
It's tedious.
It really is.
It's mad tedious.
It really is. There's like a system and there's a madness to the system. You know, like there's a reason why we do what we do.
There's a purpose for everything.
And like, you wouldn't think, but there
and
is.
It all, it's all important.
Like, even with hooking up, like, cause, like if you go under IV and you go to sleep, like there's a certain steps, like, cause we hook you up to monitors, right? But there's a certain step of monitors that we hook you up to because of the level of importance. Like, yeah. So the first thing we do, right?
You got to monitor one thing at a time.
So like automatically, like if we're doing, like if I was putting you to sleep,
yeah,
you'd already have the blood pressure cuff on you,
mm-hmm,
because I would already check your blood pressure and I would have just left it on, because why would I take it off if we're going to end up having to put it on anyways? So automatically you're going to have a blood pressure cuff on you. But right after that, I'm going to put oxygen, like a little cannula that goes in your nose.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be asleep.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure you're getting fresh oxygen. And whoever's
you shove that up there, or is it just that like 1 inch?
It's just like this big.
Yeah.
It just goes in enough because it blows air. Because it blows air.
Yeah.
Right. And then so like.
Got some strays coming by. Strays.
But also whoever's on suction, their job is to chin.
Yeah.
Which basically means to fucking, because you don't want to be too low where you're like digging your arm into like the, to the airway.
Yeah.
You want to have it towards like on their jawline or where their chin is.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to lift their head up. Reason being is because when people go to sleep, they can't control their head and they're like this.
Well, it's like a, can't like people choke on their own tongue and shit.
Exactly.
Too?
So that's why you got to lift their chin up, because most people's reaction when they're asleep, and they're, you got to think you're leaning back, but you're not leaning, your head's propped up like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sleeping and you can't control your head and your head's kind of propped up, your natural reaction is this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really breathe right. So you got to lift their chin up like this to kind of like to where there's like a clear airway. But you're right, tons a big part of it too, but that's why you lift their head up.
Go holler at them and tell them to be quiet,
mate.
Oh, all right, never mind.
But that's so yeah, that's a big part of it too, is suction side is making sure that they're like chinning, making sure their airway
is clear,
is open, yeah, so that way that, you know, they're breathing. And your job is too, because they're hooked up to all these monitors, is to look at the machine and make sure that their oxygen levels are at a certain point.
Don't
go eat any. Go for it.
Take a cookie.
I brought them.
Get out of here, man.
I'm probably. I mean,
fucking strays, bro.
Take it. Take your homeboys.
Take your cookies,
too,
bro.
You know, take them all. Take them all.
There ain't no homeboys here. It's just me and here.
Strays.
Drinking.
Go drink your Ronas and eat your cookies. Goddamn it! Get out of the cast. Oh, wow. He just jerked off motion.
Oh, we're casting? We this whole time, I didn't even
You didn't know?
I was just rambling.
Dude, I love it. That's how I do it.
I was just rambling.
You know how I do it, dude.
I was really just getting into my...
You know how I do it. I just bust into it. Don't even
work,
let people know.
My work bullshit.
I'm an early buster.
I'm an early bust. Yeah, no, I'm just getting into my work bullshit. All
right, man. So this is what I wanted to get in. This is my one topic for this episode, bro.
That you have.
I've just been
mind.
Letting you pop off with your work shit. I'm like, yo, he's vibing. He's riffing. It's great. Yeah, no, I'm loving it too. I'm loving it.
And I think it's cool.
This
because,
is good stuff.
Because it's something that it's way out of your.
Yo, and it's way out of my league, dude. And it's good shit. It's something I know nothing about. And dude, it's probably a lot of things a lot of people don't know nothing about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that makes it even better to me.
No, it trips my dad out because it's funny. Like,
when you break it down to your dad,
no,
dude,
because it's funny.
It probably fucks him up.
But
dude,
it's funny because he does construction.
Yeah.
Like actual.
So then he hears what you're
so
saying.
So like shit that.
See, that's what I'm taking what you're saying into construction methods, dude.
It's just, no, it's different. It's different, dude.
Yeah,
it really
dude.
Is.
Yeah. No, it's cool though, man. I'm glad you're like fucking doing it and vibing, dude. I want to, dude. I want to go back to school. We're going to get on, well, fuck with that shit later. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about today, the only fucking topic I had for the cast today, with this fucking riff-raff cast we got going on here, was Cuties, right? So you remember Cuties?
Yeah.
The Netflix, the fucking, the Netflix,
yes.
The Netflix pandemic.
Yes, dude. Oh, fuck me up, dude. This shit,
All right, so I need, before I go into this, I just got to know your whole understanding and what you're feeling about it.
From what I know,
did you peep it?
I didn't peep it.
You didn't peep it.
I just know the outrage, and I looked briefly into it.
And so what? Yeah, give me your.
From what I know, it's little girls, right? Doing is it beauty pageants or I don't even know. I just know it's little girls
dance twerk competition. Supposedly,
that's what. Oh my! Yeah, I knew it was something along the lines of
originally
really little girls.
Originally, the first
really sexualized.
The first description of the movie when it first came out was. A girl joins twerk team. That's not, I mean, obviously,
paraphrasing
for sure, but it led into that. And then after the shit hit the fan, like it does, they fucking changed it up a bit.
Yeah.
Which was sus, but give me your reading about it. Give me your thoughts
on the thing as a whole,
just what your understanding, what you think about it.
I mean, based off that, dude, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of,
it's very sus.
And disgusting. And from what I know, the outrage of it was a lot of it too was not also just like the fact of like this is going on, but also that Netflix
well, was publicizing to do with all, like, it. The pedophile shit, you know, with everything
well,
going
that,
on.
Well, with the whole fucking gates, like all the gates. That were
yeah,
going on.
Pizzagate. And
well, I know the show. I know the shit Netflix came out during that biggest hype.
Yeah.
So that wasn't really smart on Netflix. But also, I know it was like because there's this thing that I know that people were outraged was Netflix was publicizing this and the fact that was even
yeah, and everybody was looking at this and basically like child porn and shit.
Well, not also that I know people were pissed off too because it's like it's almost as if like
it's sexualizing these young girls.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it's like almost
sexualizing
this, young
yes,
girls.
Yes.
So it's like why the fuck is the media? Or like a big company like Netflix even trying to normalize something as disgusting as this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, and that was my whole entire view. And like I looked from the outside and was like, dude, it's bad. I mean, obviously it's bad.
Yeah.
It's obviously
I don't
bad.
Like it at all.
It's
at
bad
all.
And it's uncomfortable.
There's not one part of me that's like, this is like okay.
No, it is bad and it's uncomfortable. But so check it out. My girlfriend, she watched it. And well, she watched like a little bit of it or something like that. But she stopped watching because she noticed the words weren't matching on the thing.
Yeah.
And then it's actually a fucking foreign film.
What?
It is. It's a foreign film. And it was it premiered in January in 2020 in the film Sundance premiere. And then Netflix purchased it. They purchased the worldwide rights to the film, excluding France out of the ownership. But it's originally a foreign film made in France.
Oh, what?
Yes. And it was originally made by Maimouna Decor, whatever. I can't, you know, I'm butchering the name. But she's a director, and it was her feature directorial debut. And, you know, stars blah, 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 blah. But what the director claimed that it was intended to criticize the hypersexualization of pre-adolescent girls. So it was supposed to be made to basically show how people are hyping that shit up these days. You know, with the way girls are dressing.
So
young girls
whoever
and shit.
Made the goddamn
it was,
thing.
Yeah, it was made to be like, this is what's
to
going
raise
on.
Awareness.
It was supposed to be like, this is what's
to
going
raise,
on.
To raise
yeah, but
awareness.
That wasn't made like apparent. I mean, in France, it probably was a little
but
bit more.
Yeah.
But,
oh, I see this now. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. In here, it was just saying. Like Netflix is just dropping another movie, another original. You
and,
know what I mean?
And, yeah.
So to me, it's kind of now I'm like, because it received positive reviews from critics in France and in Paris. And it became a subject of controversy when it started being a Netflix original. You know what I mean?
Well,
because now we're in America, and you got to think foreign films are way fucking different, dude.
Well, not also that. I feel like Netflix did a shit way of fucking publicizing it, and then obviously they didn't make it apparent that the whole point of the goddamn film,
no, yeah,
is to expose how.
Yeah, no, they didn't. They didn't broadcast in the U.S. And think about that. That like that should be a part of a whole another conspiracy about the Gates stuff, about all that shit, about how there is propaganda for. Child shit everywhere, all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I'm like, fuck, like maybe the movie kind of makes sense. And now it's like even more sus because Netflix didn't make that apparent.
So
You know what I mean? In the description, they should have put that this is meant to visualize and represent, especially in this day and age.
The thing that
you got to be way more clear with the description.
Exactly.
And not just little girl joins twerk team. You know what I mean?
The thing is, like, the thing that people are pissed off about is what the whole intent of what the film is. It's to glorify it and kind of put it under like a spotlight or a magnifying glass to show you how, you know, it is.
Yeah, but it's like it wasn't shown here to glorify the badness. Like, people took it as more of just, it's just more propaganda for that shit.
Yeah.
So that's why it's more taboo. Like, dude, Netflix even got indicted. You know what I mean?
Oh, but shit.
Yeah. And then hashtag cancel Netflix, all that shit.
I mean, they kind of asked for it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, but they should have been smarter, for sure. And I'm not sure if that's just because America's twisted in that stupid shit. Like, dude, there's I don't want to get crazy into theories, but there's so, like, dude, shit's wrong, for sure. There's a lot of kid stuff going on, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Kiddies are getting played with, all right? Yeah. And it's not good. It's not good. Yeah, the boogeyman needs to come out to save these kids.
Yeah, whoever that may be.
Whoever the fuck the boogeyman is.
In a way, I kind of hope. That it was, and I was hoping that it would be like.
No, but dude, doesn't that kind of like switch up your whole fucking.
Yeah, it does because it.
A little bit. It's conflicting.
Because now it's
like. Now it's like, okay, I see what the thing is, but I see where Netflix fucked up.
Yeah, because I can see where it's like. I can see where it's like whoever was running Netflix or whoever pitched this idea to buy it.
Yeah.
I feel like. They didn't.
Well, she won an award. The director won an award.
Things weren't interpreted.
No, it was like, all right, so like most films, right? They're like shown when they first get like previewed in certain things or like when they first watch them, it's like the people who made them and then like a certain select audience. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure Netflix.
But it was like at a thing and it won.
I feel like Netflix just fucked up altogether with their propaganda because I feel like they didn't. Promote this movie.
Right? No, they fucked up. They just promoted it as like, oh, we came out with this movie.
Whereas if
this is a movie we have.
Whereas if they would have just said what it was. Because Netflix also, like, even if you read the description of certain movies,
it's
way off of what the movie.
Yeah, it's like you gotta be better with that.
Either more descriptive or something.
You can't just be like girl joins twerk team. Like, you gotta fucking. You gotta switch it up.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you can't just say
girl. Like, that's not the gist of the movie. Like, this director won an award for representing the negativity of it. You know what I mean?
Like, the director's trying to show.
Look, and now it's catching all that flack and shit. Like, it's like, come on.
Yeah, it's like you unintentionally.
And don't get me wrong, I haven't watched it. I don't think it's great. I won't watch it because it's fucking uncomfortable. But you know, my girl watched it. She's a woman, and she's like, it's not that bad. And then I was like, what do you mean it's not that bad? And then she's like. It's a fucking French film. Like, it's about how bad this is. I'm like,
yeah.
Damn.
It's more like putting the bad under a spotlight than it is like,
yeah.
More than it
putting
is
that
like,
shit under the microscope.
More than like trying to, what is it? Like naturalize it. Like,
yeah.
Like make it more of like a
comedy. Yeah. And it's almost like Netflix tried to naturalize it.
Yeah, like, oh, like this is, on. Like, normal. Like, yeah, like, normalize something that is bad.
Yeah, don't normalize that shit. And naturalize, is naturalize a word?
But my thing is,
normalizes.
Like, yeah, so that's my thing is, like, did Netflix intentionally do this? I feel like maybe it's something that Netflix
I don't know.
Maybe they didn't expect it to get as much pop as it did, so they didn't really spend that much time. You know, I mean, Netflix may have not even, like, really dove that deep into the fucking film at all.
Yeah.
They were just like, here's a film. It's looking like it's doing really good in France. Let's pick it up.
Yeah.
That could have been the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. It's crazy. It's
but yeah, but hey, for your one topic to really ride on the fucking cast, I mean, that's pretty good though, because
I thought it was, man. That's why I saved it, dude.
I think so too, because that's such a, that was, I mean, we're kind of like, I mean, when you think about it, like if I think about it, that is kind of late because I totally forgot all about that. But I remember when that was a thing, it was huge. So we're kind of late.
But, no, and I think that's why it's calmed down a lot.
It's been a while. And plus, there's been no gates or new gates that popped up.
It's only been about a month, I think.
It was at Pizzagate,
Pizzagate is still popping.
And then I know there was that one
thing. Dude, Tom Hanks straight moved to Greece.
Yeah.
Like, that's sus.
And I know there was some shit with, like, Oprah.
There's some shit. Okay, Oprah, yeah, Ellen, all kinds of Ellen. Shit.
Also, with Ellen, too, I heard there's a lot of...
Adam Jones.
There's a lot of workers with Ellen that came out. Did you hear
about
that?
And they're like, yeah, she's a piece of shit or something.
Did you hear? Like, I think,
no, I don't even know the details, really. I just know...
Like, I don't know the full details, but I know
she... I saw a picture of her crying in a video.
I guess she was getting ready to retire, like, altogether.
Yeah.
But it was crazy. Someone in our office said they worked with her, and they said the same thing. They were like, oh, I work for Ellen DeGeneres or something. And, yeah, she was a piece of shit. And I'm like, damn. Because, I mean, they could be bullshitting, but...
Yeah.
All in all, I was like, damn, this motherfucker or this person is speaking truth. And, you know, I mean, that's just one to the list.
Yeah.
Something that, what time are we on?
We got about 5 minutes, bro.
Are we trying to get another half an hour or what are we doing?
Hour and a half it?
We could, or 2 hours. I mean, I really don't mind.
Nah, Bae's coming back.
She coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hour and a half this.
Nah, I can't hour and a half. She's coming back.
Oh, she's coming back, coming back.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Can't keep the Bae's mad, bro. Gotta keep the
Bae's
happy.
Yeah, gotta keep them happy. Yeah, so, I don't know. Last weekend, we had a cool...
Oh, yeah, no, we had a shindig and everything. The homie came from AZ to come chill. And we were supposed to cast fucking Sunday, but I totally spaced it. I guess you got fucking mad hung.
Yeah, definitely. Friday, you know, what's funny is Saturday night, I wasn't really that hungover, even though I did drink. I drank here, and then I went to my cousin Brianna's, and then I drank over there.
Mm-hmm.
But still felt good. Saturday night, my cousin Brianna wanted to do round two. And then round two, I went a little hard. I didn't start off hard and go all the way hard. I kind of just like progressively went harder and harder, like this one dude
wrote. Oh, I know you went hard, dude, because I woke up and I had a missed call from you on Messenger.
Yeah.
It was like 3 in the morning. It was like 2:53 in the morning.
Yeah, because this dude brought...
I was out at like fucking 12:30.
This dude brought Patron, and he was trying to get a couple people to drink it, and they wouldn't. And by that time, I was already buzzed, and I was like, oh, I'm not no bitch. And I like...
Mama ain't raised no bitch.
And I like tequila. So I was like, I grabbed that shit. And I shrilled it a couple times. And
hell yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. So, and I, like I said, I forgot all about that phone call.
Yeah, no, dude. I woke up. I was like, oh, shit. I missed this call. But dude, I passed out at like 12.
Well, no, I remember calling you. And then I was trying to see if anything was still going on here, because I was either going to come back over here.
Nah, it all died down around midnight.
Yeah, and I kind of figured when I called you, I remember... That's the thing is, I don't remember calling you, but I kind of do. I mean, like, now that we talk about
it... You remember, the end game of, like...
I know the reasoning why I called.
Yeah.
I called to see, if anything was still going on.
Do you remember being like, fuck, he's probably passed out?
Kind of like that, yeah. Like, that's kind of like... I remember the intention behind the call. I don't remember necessarily the call itself.
You're like, dude, let's drink, let's party.
Pretty
no,
much.
Dude, I know how that is, though, dude. You get like late night, gets the end, you're like, fuck, dude, god damn it.
You're like, fuck, is anybody still raising?
Let's keep this goddamn night going.
Yeah, and that's what pisses off Desiree, is because like I'm just one of those people. I'm like, dude, like I want to keep raging,
dude. The good vibes are good vibes, man.
That's how I feel, man. I'm like, and I just want to keep them going. It's hard to stop and it's hard to say no.
Oh,
even,
yeah,
even if it's for the best, it's like,
dude, it's like, why would I say no?
Right?
I'm happy right now. Everything is great.
Yeah. And it kind of fucks with your happiness a little bit, but at the same time, you're like, damn, I need to. It's kind of like tonight. It's like tonight, it's a Thursday. We're drinking. It's cool. But at the same time, I still got Friday.
We had to hit the cast, man. We had to make up for Sunday.
For sure. Yeah, we definitely should have hit Sunday. Like I said, I would have still slipped.
I know, dude. I would have still fucking hit you up. Because honestly, it probably would have made for better, even if like you were hungover. It would have made for good content.
yeah, because I definitely
was like, over. I feel like,
but
shit.
I was thinking too, because I was like,
you probably would have had a beer too and been fine.
Yeah, and that might have helped too. But yeah. I mean, I remember definitely thinking like, if he hits me up, fucking, I'm down.
Yeah, no, I just fucking spaced it too. I don't even remember what I did Sunday.
But I wasn't sure. I was like, dude, he might even be hungover too. And plus, I was watching football, so I was kind of like, whatever happens, happens.
Dude, I don't even think I woke up till like probably fucking 12 o'clock on Sunday.
Shitty thing is, my fucking team lost to the shitty Giants.
I think I lost too.
No, you guys won.
Did we?
You guys are looking
good. I don't even know, dude. I haven't
been keeping up. Your guys' record does not reflect how good y'all are.
Dude, NHLs. I've been killing it on NHLs. I found my team.
You've been playing in the NHL?
I'm officially a Washington Capital, dog.
Washington Capital.
I'm a fucking
dude.
Washington Capital Washington boy, dog. Capital, that's my team, dog. Dude. We got 30 seconds, dog. Plug it up.
Which makes sense, dude, because Washington Capital is
they're so sick,
so bro. Raw, dude. So raw. Plug it up.
Plug it up, dude.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. This is Just Trash Podcast. This yes, is sir. Your boy Shiloh. If you want to fucking follow me on my socials, it's Illmind Shiloh on Instagram and Shiloh Murphy on fucking Facebook. This is my boy Sky. Let him hit his
socials. If you want to fucking follow the podcast, it's Just Trash Cast at Instagram. Hit us up. Send us some shit. We might reply.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't believe, but sometimes like I just be like, if something be going like really, like if I have a shit day,
yeah.
Sometimes I'll legit just look up and be like, fuck you. Like, if it's a shit day, man, I'm sorry. I'm blaming it on someone but myself. Fuck it. I ain't taking the full blame for this shit day.
No, yeah. No, you got to, because it's not your fault.
Not in the moment. No, it's just a shit day.
Definitely not in the moment. Like, no, dude, everything just goes wrong for me right now.
All right.
It doesn't matter. It's everything's wrong right now for me.
It just sucks when shit pile like say you like shit's been piling up all day.
Yeah.
And then it just continues to pile up. You're just like, oh my God. Like,
mm-hmm.
like I feel like I'm just getting my ass handed to me, dude.
Yeah, dude. Or like even like through like turn of events, it's like just through time, like a whole fucking month, like just shit is just sideways. You're like, oh my God. Like I'm just gonna lay down.
Like
I'm gonna take a nap.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if it's just like convenient. Or coincidence or whatever, I don't know. But it just seems like life has a way of humbling you. Like, it seems like whenever you're doing really good, like, life will fucking knock you back down. Or if you're doing really shitty, life will kind of bring you back up a little bit.
Yeah, most definitely. There's ups and downs always, man. I mean, you know that. I mean, dude, just us both in general. You know what I mean? There's a lot of downs. There's a lot of ups, though, too.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like how you deal with it.
But I feel like having downs, I mean, you know, everybody says like failing and shit, and if shit, you know, if you grow up and like shit sucks, it does build character. And
it really does, because it teaches you how to. Well, it teaches you one what it feels like to go through that, and it also teaches you the wrong and right ways to deal with it, because you'll learn how to deal with it next time if it ever does happen. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It either goes two ways. It's like a two-way street. It either like affects you to the point where you can't deal with things, or you learn to grow.
Yeah, you either bend or you break,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
There's definitely certain people in this life we've known.
But, I mean, nobody's perfect. You can still fucking break, and you know what I mean?
At any point.
Yeah.
At any point. You know, it doesn't matter how tough
stupid
you are.
Stupid shit happens, man. All the time.
And who knows what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we've known people to never, like, never just, like, deal with a situation,
mm-hmm.
and then therefore their situation gets worse.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and to those people, I mean, this circumstance sucks no matter what, but I mean, could have crawled themselves out of it for sure.
Yeah.
Certain person that I'm thinking of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Got love for the dude. Haven't seen him in a while.
Call him up. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
We're live right now.
Not, we shouldn't even be on air. We shouldn't even be on air right now.
No, not with this.
Fuck, dude. All right, dude. The boy's back, dude.
What up?
What's up, dude? How are you, dude?
Good,
dude.
Good.
Every time I see you, dude, that just reminds me how great our God is, dude. No, no. I'm like, the boy is healthy, bro.
Oh, he's living,
the
dude.
Boy is healthy. He's in there fixing teeth, bro. He's saving the world, man.
One
fucking
good.
One cap at a time, bro.
You know, today
is that a thing? A cap?
No.
No, fuck. I tried to guess
dentist. You know what
I tried to guess dentist words, man.
What I personally go by, this is not everyone, but I personally go by one patient at a time.
No, I meant like, is there like a cap for like a tooth or some shit? I don't know, dude. I was trying to talk dentist talk.
No.
I couldn't work it out.
I think you're thinking of a crown, but we really don't deal with those.
Fuck, dude, yeah.
We take those out because we mainly deal with either extractions or either taking out your teeth or implants or putting in. You know, artificial teeth.
So. Damn, extraction and fucking. What'd you say? Say that again.
Implants, placing implants.
Distractions or fuck distractions.
Extractions and distractions, boy.
God damn it, dude.
Like, hey, what's that over there? Just yank that fucking tooth out.
Smoke that joint, man. I'm all fucked. Fucked up the first effort.
Dude, all right, you want to hear some crazy shit? Actually, I'm surprised. I'm glad this came to me because I totally forgot about it, and it's great.
Yeah.
This motherfucker, right?
Who?
I don't know his name, and I don't Dude.
Well, yeah, you can't disclose that
information. No, it's illegal as fuck.
Yeah.
But anyways.
A patient.
But I can tell you the procedure.
Okay, yeah. That's Let's give him a name. Legal. I want to call him Sam.
All right, well, check it out. Can I?
Yeah, dude,
right,
rip it.
Well, Sam, right? This motherfucker elected to have no anesthetic.
What?
For an implant.
Was there, like, a real reason? Like, is it a drug thing? Is he, like, a recovery?
No. There was no reason behind that. But it was trippy because he's an older dude. But, like, he was just like, I'd really rather not have anesthetic if possible. And the doctor really...
He could be afraid of it.
No fucking way, dude. There's no fucking way you're afraid of anesthetic.
Well, I don't know. Some people do have, like, are afraid of that. Especially, how old was he? What are we talking? Like, age range here. Give me, like, what kind of geezer are we talking about?
Probably, like, mid-40s.
Oh, okay. All right.
Never Maybe mind. Pushing early 50s. Wasn't crazy old, but in that realm of, like, he's an elder.
All right, yeah.
But anyways, this dude elected to have an implant placed with no anesthetic. Meaning no numbing, no nothing. This dude literally did some, like... He did some, like, because he told specifically, because I wasn't in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't the one assisting. I was the one outside tripping balls.
Yeah.
Because one of the other assistants told me, right? And he told one the other assistants, he said, whatever you do, he said, you can ask me questions, but don't ask me nothing too specific. Because this dude went into Zen mode. What? Like, no, dude, like, really, he just, like, kind of, like, took some breaths. And just like kind of like did some weird shit, and his eyelids were fluttering all crazy.
Hold on.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's fucking insane.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm so lacking. This is my. I'm bitch mode today. I suck. Hold on. Give me a second. the other headphones weren't working.
Technical difficulties, folks.
I'm sorry.
I was excited for this podcast.
All right, we're good.
But, anyways, yeah, so this fool just starts like zenning out. Is like he's, I don't know.
It's like, what weird. Did he do? Did he say anything, or did he just?
No,
like,
he just kind of like took some deep breaths.
Did he move his hands, or did he
and
just...
then the doctor literally, dude, because like with the implant, dude, what happens is what we do is the doctor gets a scalpel, which is basically just a really sharp fucking knife, and he just makes an incision along your gum line where he's gonna place the implant, and then he gets another tool and he peels back that your gum tissue,
yeah,
and then you have exposed bone,
yeah,
and then what he does is he gets a drill. He increases the size of the drill. So he goes small, then he gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, to go deeper and deeper, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a certain part, especially with your jawline, because in your jaw, you have a nerve that runs through the middle. So you can only go so far, but I mean, sufficient enough to hold a fucking, implant. So he drills, fucking, and then basically places the fucking implant. And also, when done, he stitches up the gum tissue around the implant. Yeah. What happens is you let that heal for 3.5 to 4 months, see how it heals. If it heals good, you go to your general dentist, and then you get a crown. The crown is basically a fake, like, the part of the tooth you see?
Yeah.
The part that you choose?
Yeah.
The general dentist, their general dentist will make, like, one to fit.
Yeah.
And then they'll do that, but it's just insane, dude. Like, this motherfucker literally had an implant placed with no type of numbing.
Damn.
Just did some deep breaths, some weird Zen shit, and didn't feel. He said he didn't feel a fucking thing.
I don't know. That's weird. He might be like, I don't know, into that. I don't know. He might. I don't know, dude.
I don't know. Let me tell you.
That's fucking tripping.
Dude,
me out.
I wouldn't have a tooth. I would nothing.
Dude,
do
nothing
without
with
numbing,
my teeth.
Without numbing.
No, you better knock me out, or I just don't want to feel nothing.
We have something too, and people get it twisted, right? We have a nitrous.
Yeah.
And people, for some reason, think that knocks you out. It doesn't. It really does is kind of alleviate anxiety because it kind of like gets you like a little kind of like high, I guess. I don't know. I never had it, so I wouldn't know how it feels.
Nobody's ever taken a little snooze?
No, but it gets them. Some people have gotten comfy where they could have snoozed.
They're like, man, is it cool if I nap?
Because what we do is we just turn up some nitrous with some oxygen and you kind of get that, and it just kind of gives you like a relaxing effect. So like if someone has like high anxiety, the doctor will ask them like, hey, do you want some nitrous just to kind of like even this out? Because
yeah.
A lot of people, some people don't do IV because they can't afford it because it's like $600+ to get IV. And
nice.
It, depending on your insurance, thank you. Depending on your insurance, like who knows, like because every insurance covers something different for different reasons.
Yeah.
Like most of the time, insurance won't cover IV unless it's like according to their doctors that work with them say that they need it. So like one of the reasons why your insurance would cover it fully is if, say, you have impacted wisdom teeth that are under the bone,
mm-hmm.
it's like you're gonna, it's better off to be put to sleep. You don't really, you shouldn't, I mean, you can be awake if you want, but it's better not to.
Yeah.
So in that case, you would have full coverage on the IV.
That's pretty sick.
So it's just, it's circumstance. Like, if you're just having a tooth, like, that's already erupted, like, that's already visible, that the doctor can just yank out real quick. It's like, why go to sleep for something that's literally going to take 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Because it takes you, it sometimes takes the patients like 20, 30 minutes to get out of the office if they go to sleep, like an extra.
Mm-hmm.
Because for one, we got to give them the drugs to sleep, and then we got to put them in the recovery room, and then we got to let them wake up.
Yeah.
And then we got to take them down to their car, and it's just so much more bullshit.
Yeah, but that's a lot of responsibility, man.
It is, and I'm a part of it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying, like, this
one. Dude, like, I give all, like, dude, props to you, man. Because sometimes I think my job is stressful because, like, I'll be on job sites and shit, and, like, people will just be like, dude, the worst thing ever. It, like, all right, most of the time, the fucking superintendents on the job sites, they're fucking dicks most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, for some, I've had, like, a cool little lucky streak of getting a cool one here and there. But, like, most of the time, they're pretty dicks, dude. And beautiful dicks, but anyway,
I was gonna say pretty dicks.
Beautiful, damn. Dicks, dog. I swear,
they're dicks,
top of the line. I don't know. That's how they got their job. No,
so fucking pretty.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, no. But, oh fuck. But no, dude. And like sometimes, man, they like they'll just fucking stand there, like and watch you work. It's like smoke a cigarette, just watching, dude. And it's like. It shouldn't be that big of a problem, but dude, I fucking hate it. I start sweating. Like, I'm like, dude, just leave me alone. Like, I already know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm doing it right. But now, because they're back there watching me, I'm sweating.
Because you're being watched.
I'm insecure, and I'm like, all right, I know what I'm doing, but what if I'm fucking it up and I look stupid right now? You know what I mean? Yeah,
like, for me, it's like.
And that shit, most of the time I can wave it off, but every now and then, dude, because some of these dudes will be like creepy, dude. They'll just walk around. They won't even like talk too much. Like, I'll try to be like cool, like, hey, what's up? My name's Sky. You know what I mean? I'm here from B&L. Yeah, I'm going to be taking care of the HVAC, you know, shit like that. Yeah. And dude, they're just like, I don't know, man. They're stagnant.
Yeah, I guess that's how you get that job. To me, it's kind of like if you were making food and someone just came in and just started watching you.
Yeah.
It's like.
Like, I understand now how my mom feels like when I'm in the kitchen.
And you're watching her make
dinner. And I'm not even doing that, but I'm like, ooh. And I'll be picking. She's like, stop hovering. And I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. Sorry.
It's because now you just put that anxiety on her.
Yeah, dude.
That she did not need.
Dude, mom rage is so real.
Yeah.
Dude, mom, fuck. Yeah. Dude, they hit like a different demonic stage, man.
I feel it though, because, man, moms. Shout out to them, man.
Across the world. No, yeah.
That is the most underrated and non-give back job
in the world. I don't know right now. I wouldn't say that right now. Not in 2020, I don't think. I mean, still underrated. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's getting up there, dude. They're working up there. They're getting their shit.
And plus, like, we're in a date. I don't know.
Lately, the babes are winning.
Oh, for sure.
Men are losing straight
up. Well, because we're in a day and age where women kind of do both. They work and they do the motherly role. That's insane.
But see, dude, to me, it's kind of crazy. And I mean, no, it's cool. Like, there's definitely ways to balance it out. Like, you got to balance it out to make it work, right? But I feel like there's problems there, too.
Yeah. And it's crazy to me And I see it with Desiree.
I don't know.
I see it with Desiree, dude. Like, it's crazy, like, the drive. Because maybe men are just different. I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously we are. But, like, all right. So, say, like, after work, right? For the most part, after work, all I want to do is shower and chill.
Chill.
And
vibe out. Yep.
It's hard. I really don't want to do any chores around the house.
It's hard to do shit after work.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah.
All right. Fuck. Hold on. Keep talking.
But yeah, so with her, she'll get like down,
yeah,
and she'll like want to do hella different shit. Like if there's chores to be done, like all I don't know, she'll come back and do like shit with the cats.
I'm kind of in the middle of something right now. But if you want to get your trash
dishes,
out of here,
something I don't know more than me.
All right, for sure. All right, yeah, that's fine. I'll handle the rest for you here. Yep, no problem. Bye.
Gear Bear.
God, man. God, this cast is wild, dude. This cast is so fucking free range right now.
I call
now.
It scuffed.
Dude, it's scuffed, dude. It's scuffed hard right now, dude. It's straight, it grinded the board on the rail, dude, and didn't wax it. That's how scuffed it is.
Yeah. Well, I think we were so excited to go into it, we didn't do any of
no, that. No, dude. Straight, you know what I mean? I was like, dude, we're just going to josh it.
No mic checks, nothing.
I kind of mic checked a little bit, but I didn't really have you mic check. I was like, he's talking, dude. He gets it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sees me. He sees me twisting these pretty little knobs here.
But like Desiree, dude, like, I don't know, she gets off work, and if there's shit to be done, most part, she'll want me to get it done. Like me, dude, I'll be like, fuck, I gotta do something.
That's the whole thing. That's the difference. That's the thing. Like, even if they're stressed, in a bad mood, having a shit day, they want to get it done. They just want to get it over with.
Us guys, we're like, dude, we'll push that
shit. We're like, dude, all right, like, my vibes are off. I'm trying to just, like, feel good for a little bit.
Well, because us guys, dude, we're like, I just work my ass off. I'm ready to chill. Girls are like, yeah. Girls are like, I just work my ass off. But there's so much more to do.
But in a different way, I feel.
It is weird. Like, we know we have to do it, but
I don't know. At least, like, with what I do. I'm like, you don't get it.
I think for us guys, it's like, if it doesn't need to be done now, then I'm going to push this shit to the side to where I feel better about doing it.
Yeah. Or at least just, like, let me have a beer. Let me smoke a joint real quick. And I'm going to go do it. You know what I mean? Why can't?
Girls are like.
Like, I've had a long day.
Let me do all that first. And then I'll have my beer in my joint.
Yo, dude, we're straight up on here just woman hating right now.
No.
I know we're not.
If anything, we're just Josh. Women praising because my mentality was like that. I had that drive.
And see, anything tough, anything we can say on here that to be like any type of like defensive way is probably not even true because we're probably either way like our chicks get mad, dude. We fucking probably hop to it. You know what I mean? We're like, oh fuck.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I'll give Desiree some hell. Like, she's like, do this. Like, if it's like something like.
If it's ridiculous, I get it.
Like I said.
Like, you got to stand ground.
Yeah. If it's
like. There's certain things you still got to stand ground. You know what I mean?
Like, say this, right? Say if, like, we just. I don't know. Say if, like, we just cleaned the room, right? And I already had a long day at work. And then we eat dinner. And then, like, I just happen to want to put my plate and fork on the side of my bed. She'll be like, dude, we just cleaned this motherfucker. Take that shit to the sink. And I'm like, dude,
just give me
a minute. I don't want to walk that 30. Or yeah, I'll be like, dude, either give me a minute or dude, I just don't feel like doing it right now. Like, yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just give
dude.
Me like a, just let me digest my food. No,
because like for me, dude, it's like, all right, so I just went through all this shit. Now I ate. Now I'm ready to lean back, watch whatever the fuck we're watching, and just vibe. And yeah, it takes fucking 2 seconds, whatever. Walk down the hallway, do whatever, wash this dish, put it, whatever. It's just laziness. It's pure laziness.
Yeah.
It is. But it's pick and choose laziness.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, for sure. Like, no, dude, sometimes, like, I make myself feel like I'm not lazy, but in my heart.
I'm a little lazy.
I'm a fucking lazy. I'm a lazy buns, bro.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a hardworking motherfucker. But
no,
I'm,
yes,
I have,
no, for sure.
I'm also like.
But it's like it's one or the other,
dude. If I did not have to work for
right?
money,
like
I
it's
would
one
not,
or the other.
I mean, yeah.
It's like you're either gonna work hard or you're gonna fucking mad chill.
Yeah, it's one or the other. Yeah, and I feel like that's why I go so hard with
dude,
work.
It's like no, it's like I work hard, I mad chill, or I rage, and like I feel like that's a good medium,
right?
That's all three stages,
right?
I mean, besides, like, sadness, but I don't want to talk about that right now.
You know what's weird is...
Everybody's sad, dude.
Everybody has a little bit of sadness, but you know what's weird is kidding. I haven't been really...
I don't know. I mean, it's real. But, yeah.
Personally, I haven't really gone through a lot of sadness lately. I mean, I know there's a lot of shit to be sad about. Like, I mean, the world's crazy.
Dude, but you don't want to be sad, though, dude.
No, because, I mean, I'm just like, fuck, why am I sad?
I'm trying not to be sad. I've had a lot of shit going this year. It fucking sucked.
No, and I'm kind of in that, too. And
but,
it's
dude,
like,
but...
I mean, it doesn't affect me
in
here.
Why be sad? Like, and I'm not going to lie. 2 days ago, I was mad sad. But, dude, like, you know what I mean?
For me, it's like...
You got to get up and get over it.
Yeah, and
you got to get back on the horse, man.
And for me, it's like, it doesn't...
Even though that sounds cliche, you got to do it.
But it's real.
It's real.
The thing about cliches is most of the time they're real.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
they're
dude.
Fucking corny, but
that's
they're real,
that's the thing
real,
about
dude.
Them. Corniness is like real as fuck sometimes. You know
it
what I mean?
Really is, dude.
Like shit is corny, and there's a reason it's corny. It's because it's real.
Because it's so like, real that it's corny.
Isn't that so crazy how like truth and realness is taboo in mm-hmm. so many mm-hmm. ways? Like... That's so... That just... It blows my mind. And like, I feel it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even white lies. Like, you know what I mean? Like... oh, what'd you just do in the like kitchen? Like sometimes, oh, nothing. Like, you know, just fucked around. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? No, I made a little cup of noodle, ate that shit, went, came back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's weird. Sometimes that shit just rolls off the top. It's like, whoa, I don't even know.
Ooh, that's actually good. That brought something up to mind because when I first started my job, or like when I was like first, like, you know, breaking the ice with the people I work with and the doctors I work with.
Yeah.
That was one of the questions the older doctor asked me because they were kind of like in conversation. I was there kind of just like observing. The conversation basically the doctor arose was like, is a white lie still bad? Even though, I mean, because you lie, but it, I mean, whether or not it was for the right reason, is it still bad because you lied? And the way I look at it is if it's for the right reasons, see, then no.
And does that make you a liar? You know what I mean?
Because it's like on a technicality. It's like,
what, how? Yes. I mean, kind of. I don't know, man. I feel like there's levels.
It's like
there's levels to it, just like everything. You know what I mean? There's levels to it.
It's like if I don't want to say necessarily your girl, just anybody. If like someone, I don't know, was like, "Hey, does I mean, honesty for the most part is the best policy."
No, yeah,
even
no.
If, but I mean, to me, because white lies for the most part are for shit that's little, too.
Yeah, shit that you know is gonna make something happen, and it just really shouldn't, and you know that, and it's really nothing.
And if it's for the right,
it shouldn't be anything.
And if it's for the right reasons, also too.
Yeah,
because like if someone like asks you like,
but then again, oh no, go ahead.
If someone asks you like, hey, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think like, does this make me, like me wearing this make me look fat? If it's kind of like in between, but you say no. I mean, or if it does, and you say no, like
there's ways around that, though.
Yeah, there is. All right, like this. Let me tell you, like this, right? Like there was like this kind of brief. I wouldn't say argument, but kind of like kind of argument between my two coworkers.
Okay.
And one left the room. Right?
Feed me, dude. Feed me. I need to hear this.
And then, like, so me and this other girl.
Dude, I love this. This is dental office drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I love this.
You know what's funny is I'm kind of I'm literally the epitome of a guy. And I could see why doctors prefer, like, because there's not a lot of guy assistants.
Are you the only dude?
Only dude. Assistant.
Dude, that's sick.
Besides my doctors, I'm the only dude. Only dude. There's two doctors and then
that's
me.
Fucking what's up.
But
so you're fucking class clown.
Yeah. That's why I said, like, I fuck around the most.
I love it, dude.
I fuck around the most.
I fucking love it.
But no, because, like, I definitely see it, dude, because, like, if there's anything between the girls, I'm always there to listen.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
You peer right in for sure.
And I don't say a word, dude. My rule.
Oh, no, but you're viewing.
No, but my rule of thumb, right, is
yeah.
I'll never tell what I heard.
Yeah.
Ever. That's my rule of thumb. Ever,
I love dude. It, dude.
That's my rule of thumb.
I love this.
And let me tell you.
This is so saucy.
And it works, dude, because, like, all right, these two.
Dude, feed me. Tell me.
And I love them both. They're both dope. But they got in, like, a little argument and whatever. It wasn't big, but it was, like, just, it was minimal, but it was an argument. You know, and then one, you know, they kind of just left. They didn't storm off. They left, you know, which you should, you know what I mean? Just leave the fucking conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, we just ended up working still, me and this other girl.
Yeah.
And then, like, she didn't, like, talk shit, I wouldn't say. Like, she wasn't talking mad shit. Like, she definitely wasn't. But she just had her opinion, and she spoke it. And then, like, you know, eventually she left, and the other girl eventually came back to me, and she was like, hey. She was like, so did she talk, like, was she talking shit? Like,
she confided in
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she was like, hey, so what did she say? She's like, I know she said something. And I was like, no, she didn't say nothing. And she's like, oh, so she didn't say nothing. So she was like, it was just quiet. And I was like, well, she said this. And
ooh.
But I didn't tell her what she ooh. Said. I really didn't say what she said. I was like, she was just like,
man, this is awesome.
I was just like, she said, like, man, she's, I could tell she was really irritated or something.
Yeah.
Like something that wouldn't make her mad.
You deflected. Or
yeah, I really deflected it.
You took that curveball and you fucking swiped
and then,
it.
And then she was like,
oh. You swipe left.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, okay.
You swipe left.
She's like, oh, she was like, oh, okay. She's all, thank you. And I was like, yeah. So, I mean, technically, I lied because something yeah. was said. It wasn't a lot, but something was said. But, you know what I mean? I did deflect. I feel like that was the best thing because I could have told her exactly what happened. But I feel like, why?
No, dude, that's a...
Because for one, to me...
That's a perfect example.
Because
a,
for me,
that's
right?
That's a perfect white lie.
Because for me, right? It's like, for one...
You did that in good conscience.
For me, it's not none of your business what me and her talked about.
Yeah.
So I'm just... So the way I saw it is, I played to the best. Because if I tell her what she said, I'm being disrespectful to that other girl. Because I just aired out our business. That was private. And then, you know what I mean?
I love it, dude. You're like a nice
but,
double agent.
But if I also tell her... So... So if I, either one, I tell her exactly what happened, right?
Yeah.
And be truthful and kind of disrespect the, like, you know, the girl by telling her her business.
Yeah, because then that brings, that'll bring some shit on you.
Or I tell her.
Because now you're spreading gossip.
Or I tell that girl, yeah. Or I tell that girl to fuck off, which comes off wrong, and then now she's mad at me, or she don't like me because I'm like choosing a side almost.
Yeah.
Or I just say, hey.
And you got to work with them, both.
Exactly. And I like them both. And yeah. They like each other because they're good friends. But it was just like a one-time or here and there kind of thing.
No, yeah. No, dude. I work with people that are like family. You know what I mean? Like literally family. And like not blood, but family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's days where we fuck around and shit. But, like, you know, I've snapped a couple of times. You know what I mean? Or they've snapped me. Like, it gets real sometimes. But just for a minute. You know what I mean? And you walk off, come back, you're like, man, you know, I'm sorry, dude. You know, it's been a long day. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, dude, it's been a long
That's
week.
That's what it comes down to.
You know what I mean? You'll try to, you got to come back to the table and talk to them.
No, it's weird, dude. I'm the most.
Because then you're like, oh, I had a bad day. They're like, dude, my week's been shit. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, bro, breaking in. But you know what I mean?
You're closer.
Yeah, dude, you got to do that, bro. That's how you grow. That's how you build fucking team building, character building.
It's weird, dude. Like, I'm the nicest. And it's not me gloating about myself, but I just know how I handle the situation and like how it goes and how other people handle situations there. And I just know I'm the nicest one because I just know this because I know others would do different than me, what I do in that situation.
Yeah.
Like I know sometimes it's not often, it's rare, but sometimes, you know, you get attitude thrown your way and how you respond kind of depicts on how it goes. Right. So like if someone, this is this one time, right, where I fucked up doing this one thing, right, and one of my coworkers came up to me and told me, like,
what'd you do? What'd you fuck up?
I'm trying to think. All right, so after an implant, right, what you're supposed to do with the implant with the patient, if you're on suction,
yeah,
you're supposed to take them up and take a
suction.
You suction.
I like it.
You got to take an X-ray before they leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
for sure.
I was dealing with their paperwork.
Yeah, because you got to see your results, right?
Well, you got to take an X-ray for one. Because the doctor wants to see to make sure
the
final result is how they wanted it. And two, if insurance purposes.
Well, also in record, yeah.
Also proof that you did it.
Yeah, record.
I was dealing with their paperwork. I was cleaning a little bit, and then I took the patient up, and then they left. Forgot to do the X-ray. Fuck. Big no-no. Was on me.
Damn.
Fully. Right? My big fuck up. My bad. So it was my bad.
Yeah.
But my coworker went up to me, and she was like, hey. Like, and I've done it more than once. I've done it a couple times, but for the most part,
all right, what's a couple?
For the most part, like two, three. But for the most part, I got them back.
But
like,
you know the exact number.
Two, three. I want to say really, I don't know, because like.
Probably two.
I want to say three, but the two that happened.
Then it was two.
But the three that happened, or the two that happened, they were getting ready to walk out, and I stopped them and was like, hey, I'm sorry. I need to get an X-ray real quick. I forgot my bed. Can I
take this? Okay. You reconciled.
Yeah, but this one time I didn't at all.
So one, you've only really fucked up once then.
Like totally forgot. Yeah.
Okay. So but then was that the first one?
That completely left.
Yeah.
And then so
you're good, dude.
But my coworker, she's also like, she's on top of her shit. Like she's the one girl in the office that I'll say, like, don't get me wrong, she's about her shit. Like she's on it. But she's almost like a
sweetheart?
No, she's almost too on it. She's super on it.
Opposite, then.
And so
kind of too much.
Like almost like where it's try hard. It's she goes way above and beyond, which I can't hate because it's like.
But it's not even like on it like to a positive scale, right? Like it's good. It's good, but it's like fuck. Like you know.
Yeah. Like you bring tension kind of with the coworker.
Yeah, it's like you can calm down just a little bit.
A little bit, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Is she a leader position?
More or less.
She's she's above you, right?
For sure.
But yeah. Is she like up there? Or she's just a, you know, general pop.
General pop, but she's really good at what she does.
Oh, so she just, you know, she's just firm.
But she's really good at what she does.
That's what's up.
So no hate. I love her. She's great.
That's what's up.
But she came up to me and she told me whatever, how you're supposed to. I mean, why? I don't blame her for telling me, hey, you fucked up.
Damn, I just realized I came in real close to the table right here. I can hear my voice and shit. Way up there.
But no, yeah, she just told me, I mean, but she did say kind of rudely. I mean, it wasn't hella rudely, but like there was a little tone to it. I mean, you kind of pick it. Like I could tell it frustrated her a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, yeah.
And I was just like, as nice as I could be, I was like, okay, My bad.
Dude.
I was like, that's on me. I'm sorry. I'll clean it up.
And she no,
was
dude. Like, I've.
Well, it, was, yeah, it wasn't also that, but it was her response afterwards, too. I really noticed she was irritated, too, because she was like, yeah, because it's. And I don't know if she did it because she was irritated or if it really was a fact or what, but I blew it off because I was like, whatever. Because she was like, oh, because it's been brought up a couple times or whatever. And I was like, okay. And then, you know, that was that. But in my mind, it kind of, it fucked with me a little
bit.
Nah,
she was probably stressed.
I think so, because it fucked with me a little bit because I was like, what does that mean? I was like, is other people talking about this? Or I was like, it kind of fucked with me a little bit because I was like, what does that entail? You know what I mean?
No, yeah. No, I feel it. All right. We're going to get back into this. We're going to take a quick break. It's about that time.
Yeah, I'm going to go pee-pee.
Yep, me too. I might take a poo-poo. Hey.
Maybe get on to some fun. Some
fun. Some fun. We were kind of real.